Brought to you by The Book Exchange. Use code BX4, FINAL4, to save 25% in store or online at BookExchangeWV.com. Recorded live in Morgantown, West by God, Virginia, and across the world, with your hosts, Kevin Jones, John Flowers, and our lovely co-host, Ashley. This is the Final Forecast Podcast.
Welcome to another episode of Final Forecast with me, your host, Jay Flo. It's been a while. Got my man, Kevin Jones, with me.
Yo.
Out in Japan land. Sure. And surprisingly, our lovely co-host, Ash, is back.
That's me? Is that I was on the last one. What are you talking about?
So I said, is that you?
Did you forget what I look like?
No. I did.
I've been forgetting what y'all look like, man. That's crazy. We haven't been on in a while.
I know. Together. We haven't been on in a while. Apologies to our fans. We suck.
Yeah. They've been asking.
Well, KJ will be back from Japan soon. When you come back?
Yeah, I'll be back middle of May. May 14th, yeah, to be exact.
That's the day you'll be back, or yeah, the day you'll leave?
That's the day my flight is. Where... I already got my shit set out.
That's crazy. That is crazy. So yeah. I remember those days when we didn't make the playoffs and you just got the countdown going.
It's crazy because this is like one of the first teams that I'm like, they already asked me like, when do I want to go back? Usually it's like, you got to kind of wait around and see, like, because you don't want to make a big fuss because you're still kind of in the season.
You got to do the bank, the banquet, the after the season.
Exactly. Like, but they asked me like, okay, when you want to go back? I'm like, oh shit. All right, cool.
First flight out.
Yeah, first chance possible.
So let's get KJ the fuck out of here.
Get on the fuck.
So what? When's y'all last game? And like
May 6th.
Okay, so they do keep you around for a while.
One week, which is, you know, compared to other teams. You know, other teams be wanting you around for like two. I've never understood that other teams want you around for two more weeks, especially if you haven't made the playoffs or done anything. It's like, what you got me around for? Like, what? We haven't accomplished anything. Like, why are we having a fan appreciation?
I get it.
From a business standpoint, like, I understand that, like, they want to get their return on what they paid you. So they want to have, sell shirts, merchandise, all that stuff. You was cooking the other day, wasn't you? Yesterday?
Oh, I mean, bro, to be honest, like, this is, to be honest, this is like one of my, like, this has been a draining season, bro. Like, this has really been.
But you was cooking yesterday. Like, I'm confused. Like, what do you mean?
It's not that, bro. It's like, I mean, obviously I want to play well, but it's like, if your team don't play well, it's like, it don't really, you know what I mean? It don't feel the same. It's like, if you do good, I'm like, all right, I did good, but my team lost. So it's like,
oh, y'all lost?
No, we won. I'm just talking about in general throughout the season. I've been playing well throughout the season, but it's like, if it doesn't equate to wins, it doesn't really, you know what I mean? It don't feel the same.
That's disheartening.
How much you had?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
15.
Oh, I thought you had 40.
Those days are over. No more 50 balls, fans. Sorry.
You think so, for real?
No, I don't think so. I'm talking about this year. Yeah, this year.
Did you shut it? Nah, I guess we can't even talk.
No, I'm not. No, I didn't shut it down. It's just the way everything is being ran. It's not like that. You know what I mean? I get 8 to 10 shots a game, maybe on a good night.
Damn.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just the way our offense is. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. That's why I said, for me, coming from last season and like what I did last season has been like a frustrating year, but I mean, it is what it is. It's taught me a lot though.
That's all you can do is take the lessons.
Are you on one of those teams where they run the offense through like the local players and not the Americans?
Kinda. It's funny because I'm still the leading scorer of the team. So, but it for the most part in most games, I feel like I just be out on the court just playing defense and shit. Like for the most part.
Wow.
And playing defense and standing in the corner, waiting to get an open shot, maybe.
Bro, I don't miss that.
Yeah. Here, right here.
And that's weird for like Japan. Like that's European style basketball. Like standing in a corner and just wait.
Oh,
we have a he's not American, he's Canadian, but so we have a Canadian coach. I don't even know if I would consider it European style basketball, but he just runs because he was player personnel coach or whatever with the Sacramento Kings. So we run kind of like I don't know if we're running their kind of offense or like an NBA type offense, but it's like a 1-5 pick and roll. Everybody else spread out and like the point guard makes the decisions on, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's kind of like that. So
and your guard is Japanese.
Yeah, my guard is Japanese and he's like, my guard is nice. He's tough. He's probably like one of the best point guards in the league. So he kind of has the freedom to kind of do what he wants. You know what I mean? Mm. So I'm kind of, and you know,
I see the problem already. But.
Yeah. As a big, it's like, I got to depend on him. Like if he wants to pass, he wants to pass. If not, you know what I mean? But he's tough. So it is what it is, bro.
I don't miss that shit at all.
I see why.
That's wild.
No doubt.
But
what do you got going on, John?
Not much, man. Same old stuff. I know we've been looking for you, Ash. But same old stuff, just being a financial advisor.
How's that going?
Got 3 babies now.
I know.
Damn. Yeah. How is that? Girls, have we talked since you had your kid?
Have we?
I mean, I talked to
We've had a lot of episodes where one person is out. So we haven't had the whole gang back together in a while.
Last episode was me and Kevin. Yeah.
Yeah, snap.
Yeah,
we definitely talked about the baby because the snap.
Okay.
All
right. Yeah.
Just grinding, man. Just trying to make a living.
How's the Best Virginia program going? The AAU program?
Oh, yeah. AAU program is up and running. I mean, it's going to start slow. Like, we're just now starting. It's like our first year. So it's going to start slow. We got a few really good teams. So our 17U team, 16U team is really good. And then we don't have a ninth grade, I don't think. But I coach eighth grade. Everyone else is like developmental. So a lot of people don't understand like this AAU is really about developing.
Right.
Like, they got away from it. Like, the AAU scene is just crazy now. It's so saturated. Like, just everyone has a team. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. So it's good that the kids can learn from, like, players that have been there and played at the highest levels. And, you know, we're a little different from every other program, you know.
That's awesome.
So is it a travel team? Like, do y'all stay away overnights during weekends? Or y'all more local, like, in areas that you can get back to, like, during the day after game's over?
Nah, so the 17U, 16U, and even us, we traveled. We was in Pitt yesterday. We stayed overnight.
Okay.
For a tournament. They traveled to Tennessee and went to Columbus. I think we're going to Richmond. So, we travel. Yeah, it's travel to y'all. So it's a good way for the kids in West Virginia to see the real talent that's out there because they're so used to playing against the West Virginia talent, which is so far behind for whatever reason. And I really think it's because of the rules that – West Virginia. I don't even know the governing basketball body, but they got some weird rules.
Really? Like what? Like, for example, do you have an example? I'm curious.
Like, for example, during the season, the kids can't work out with like me, their AAU coach. It's like, why?
they don't give explanations. They just say this is what it is and it's always been like this. So
it's what? Weird. Like, I mean, I don't have an explanation. I don't know why they would set something up like that. But like Pennsylvania, and you can go like you can see it's night and day between players. They're allowed to do that. They're allowed to play AAU during the season. They're allowed to do whatever, you know what I mean? And you can see night and day of the players. Mm-hmm. So it's just weird.
I have an idea. I think we could probably change that, especially since West Virginia is so, you know, behind like Mountaineer sports and like sports in general. Like, I think they just need someone to push for it and be like, look, we want to compete, you know, with other states and also provide, you know, get more talent in this state. Think how proud we are of the people like you guys, for instance, or even like our pros, you know, that have gone pro, you know, Hostetler, et cetera. We get so excited about that. But if we're not going to be able to develop that talent, what's the point? Right?
I think there's a Senate, like, it's a law, I think. So there's like a, I don't know. I really don't even understand like all this AAU shit now. It's so crazy, but
I'm going to do some research. I don't mind going to Charleston to lobby for you, John.
Let's do it. Right.
I'll do it.
Yeah, that's so weird, bro.
We'll make a thing of it.
Yes.
We got get some drinks going to the Capitol.
All right, now you got to watch out. But yeah, that's so weird because it's like, They should be competing with like getting out and seeing other people's talents and seeing like, oh, okay, like this is what this state does. And like, we have to work towards getting to this level of competition. It's like, if you only play against local players in your own state, like how are you ever going to get better? Is that, I wonder if that's like purposeful, or is that the same as football? Does the football have the same, I know they don't have like AAU teams and shit, but they have the, like the same regulations to keep them from going to different camps and working out with different coaches during the summer. I wonder.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wonder if it's just basketball.
It's during it's the so season, during the basketball season. So like, if I wanted to work out like one of my players during the high school season, I couldn't. That's the kid would get suspended and some more stuff. Shit is wild. It doesn't make
sense.
That
is so strange.
That's just one rule. There's a bunch of others. But
it's just dumb as hell. I know there's like isn't there like a 2-week period somewhere in the summer that kids can't like play AAU at all, something like that. Cause I try to, when doing my camps, just try to be aware of that, because I know there's a 2-week summer where I don't know, I forget the exact rule, but like kids aren't allowed to play AAU at all, or so it's like some kind of break in the season. I don't know what it is, but it's weird.
I play. Did you play AAU during like the winter and stuff? I think we did. I'm pretty sure.
I didn't play during the winter. Nah, we was all about high school basketball at that point.
I think we did. I'm pretty sure I did.
I miss AAU though. I'm not gonna lie. We got into so much trouble and random shit. Like AAU was like a vacation away from home, bro. Whenever, especially if you liked your teammates like that. Oh my god, the stuff we got into.
Right. It's a whole different scene now, like, because some of these kids are getting, like, NIL deals and getting paid.
And, like, already?
And they got, like, YouTube channels. So yesterday we were at a tournament in Pitt, and there's a lot of you not, like, 80 courts in the convention center. Like, they just set up courts, 80. Like, upstairs, downstairs, there's courts all over the place. And, like, upstairs is, like, the showcase court. So on that court, it was, like, there's no stands or anything. So it's like 1,000 people gathered around this court just watching this one kid play. Because he's like big on YouTube. I think he committed to South Carolina.
Is he some shit or nah?
Everybody's some shit to me, right?
Yeah, John.
Nah, he's like, honestly, to compare him, coming out of high school, he's like a Jordan McCabe.
Okay.
Okay.
So he got handled, well, like flashy, all that stuff. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
White? So,
yep, white.
Okay. I don't know if he was the black Jordan McCabe or... I don't know. He might be the black Jordan McCabe.
Just like Jordan McCabe. Everything. Okay. But yeah, everybody was like gathered to see him. Like kids are taking pictures. They was like following him around. Like, it's crazy. Wow. I don't remember having someone like that when we was coming up in AAU. Like, I played with KD, but no one, like, the other players and stuff weren't, like, fans. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
We was trying to kill him.
The first person I could remember from my 08 class that I felt was like that was either, like, Brandon Jennings or Tariq Evans that was, like, had that buzz that, like, wherever they went, there was a crowd following them. And, that was, like, the only two players I can remember from my class that was like that.
Yeah, that's crazy. So crazy to think about.
Yeah. Gabe, shout out to Gabe. Osha Boyne, he's back.
Yeah.
He was up there yesterday helping the coach teams. That's almost got ejected out of the game. He's just yelling at the ref, bro. Like,
that's so funny.
You gonna coach a team, bro?
Shout out to Gabe too. He won the sportsmanship award, right? For G League. So shout out to Gabe for that. That's tough. Hey, if you'll have me, I'll coach.
Yeah. Definitely need you to help coach the kids, you know what I mean?
Get my foot in the door somehow. Yeah. I'll do that.
But Tavon said he's gonna coach. We got
who all you got on your staff right now?
Casey Mitchell, Spencer Mackey, myself. We got a whole girls side too.
Oh, okay.
Medina Ali, WVU alumni, is coaching the girls. Shout out to Rick Hill. He's running the whole girls side.
Dope.
So we just have teams just throw on best Virginia just to represent, you know what I mean?
Building, bro. That's tough. Isn't it crazy? Do you just sit back and think sometimes like this all, I won't say it all came from you, but kind of this whole concept of best Virginia and guys coming and guys in, and you got former women players coming back too now. Like that's kind of all spawned from you, bro.
Definitely started with me, you know what I mean? Like, nah, it started with all of us though. Like me, you, Truck, Deshaun for sure. You know what I mean? Like, and Hugs. Like, Hugs really inspired everybody to stick around, come back. Right. And I hope with the new coach, you know, he'll keep that trend going. I met him.
Seems like
a really, really good guy. Like,
seems like a good guy. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he acted like he knew who I was, which I really appreciated, you know?
Do you think he actually did?
Oh, he started out lying to you? Okay, all right. Good. Go on.
In other words, the staff gave everybody a warning of who you were. They were like, John's going to come in, you know him.
If you see this guy, just act like you know him and he'll go away.
Don't mention financial advice.
They got my picture up around there. Like, if this guy comes in, this is him. That's what he said. He was like, I was like, yeah, I'm John Fly. I just play ball. He's like, you look familiar. I was like, what? There's no way. There's no way you know who I am. No chance. But yeah, hit him with the, yeah, you hoop here. I'm a financial advisor now. You know what I mean? You need anything?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man.
But nah, I kept it quick with him. I know he's busy. He has to put together a whole new staff. Like,
right.
Going to keep the alumni locker room, from my understanding.
Oh, that's fire.
Awesome.
So, already in my good graces. There you go.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Like, such an easy win, too.
It really
absolutely
is.
Why wouldn't you?
Like, that'd make your job less stressful.
100%.
Well, think of it from their spot. If some guy came in that didn't want to do that, that's a whole ass locker room you could turn into something else. So like retail space versus, you know.
Retail space.
Like it's just extra space they could turn into something else if they didn't want to keep the alumni around.
No, that's originally the coach's locker room anyway, right?
Yeah.
That would still be the coach's locker room.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm just saying it's space if you didn't want to use it.
We're saying, but why wouldn't you want to use it for that? Like,
yeah.
I know what I'm saying, if you didn't want to do it.
I'll play devil's advocate. You want me to be the new coach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you be Ren. You tell me about the alumni. I'm locked.
All right. Well, you know, we got a couple guys, you know, we have big on alumni around here. The guys like to come back during the summer after they're done playing with their seasons. And, you know, they like to use the facilities, use the cold tub, hot tub, same things that the players use, come around, give the players advice. How do you feel about that?
I mean, yeah, so they have access to the gym. They're walking around. They're doing stuff. What's going on?
Yeah, 24 hours. Yeah, they have their own key cards. They can come and go as they please. You know, it wasn't a problem with the old staff, so. Do you think that would be a problem for you?
You know, I don't know. I don't know these guys. They're you know, I'm trying to build my own culture here. I really don't know, you know, what these guys are about. I don't know any of them, you know. Maybe I could meet some of them, then we can get them back in here. But as of now, I really don't trust anybody. You know, guys just being in here with the guys, you know, it's kind of a, I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence about it.
All right, you're hired. Congrats. See you soon. see you on Monday.
Nah, I really
guess that
don't
does
even
make sense because really, I mean, to your point, two things. First of all, what if there is an alumni player who maybe isn't the best fit to be around your players.
Right. And there are that. Some.
And there are some.
There's that. And, you know, or maybe they're telling your players things that you would not tell them or teach them, right? So, yeah. I mean, there right. is that aspect of it that I guess I never really thought about.
There's definitely yeah. some downfalls to it. And coming in as a coach, trying to, like you said, and obviously we was joking around, but trying to establish your own identity as a coach and having the old players around with that still kind of, because like you said, you don't know who they are. So them to you, they might still have that same mindset of that same culture that you had that you're trying to get out of. It's like, mm-hmm. I don't know if they, just in case they do have that mindset, I don't want that influencing my players. So I get it's a tough spot because you want them around and obviously they're beloved in the state, but it's like, all right, this is a new era. So right. I gotta, you know what I mean?
I think the pros outweigh the cons though, as far yeah, as like having them now around for sure. Like you get the, you know, that fraternity brotherhood feel, you know what I mean? Like everyone's welcome. You get the lessons from guys that are still playing, that are playing overseas, that are playing professionally, like in the NBA, like trying to get to where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that was big time for me, like when Joe Alexander used to come back and show us stuff and tell us about the NBA stuff. You get the fans and everybody behind you because you're still welcoming alumni. We're still having the tradition going. So, yeah, it's I think the pros outweigh the cons for sure.
And most of us are trustworthy. most of us
like
95% yeah. For there's 1 in 10 that'll, you know what I mean, there's one out of every 10, but they don't really, even the people that we think are like that, they don't really come around like that. Usually you have your reliable core group of guys that are around the facility that work out there that, you know, you can be like, okay, like the gym is safe in their hands.
Yeah. Right.
They did say stop training kids in there.
Okay. Well, that's so, not.
I mean, that's.
It's like, I don't do that anyway.
That
one,
that's how some of us eat. You know what I mean?
True.
Find yourself but, a new occupation.
Yeah,
do you mean like free bringing like actual kids in there? Mm-hmm. Like, okay.
Yeah, but I understand.
Good
that.
Way
like,
to make money, but.
Yeah.
I'm not. You got no pushback from me about that. Like, mm-hmm. I get that. So.
100%.
So on that same note, because there's a lot of play, I don't think anybody has stayed from the old team. I don't think anybody has
like assistants around. And stuff.
No, I'm talking about players.
Players.
Okay.
Players.
I think there's a couple that are still there.
Oh, are there?
Who's still there, Dave?
Yeah, right now it says Noah Farrakhan, okay. Ofri Nave.
Okay.
And Ofri. Then I don't think
that gotta be it.
It's Ofri and Noah.
Yeah.
So
that's it.
So so Josiah went to Akron. James Okonkwo, Akron. Seth
say.
Wilson, Akron.
Jesus.
And now you got, you know, Sharon Collins, WVU Gatorade Player of the Year. Shout out Sharon. Shout out Duke. Going yep. to committed to Akron. So how
damn.
Y'all Akron, the Akron Zippineers, how y'all feel about that?
Like a farm school, like we just sending everybody to Akron
for real.
But now, I mean, I get why Josiah there. And Seth they're from Ohio, so I get it that part. But
you think they'll be good? Is that like a mid major? Is it low mid? Low?
Yeah, it's
what conference?
It's a mid. It's a mid major. What's that conference? MEAC? Is it the MEAC?
Let's look it up.
I'm not sure. But they're always in the hunt for, like, I think they were just in the NCAA tournament.
Mid-American Conference East?
So MEAC. So it's the MEAC, right?
Yeah. That, yeah, middle, yeah, Middle East. Yeah.
Yeah. Yo. So they're always in contention for an NCAA berth. So that's, if you're going to go to a mid-major school, that's one of the top mid-major schools you can go to.
And I think they'll, all of them will do real good there, actually, I think. I know Seth, mm-hmm. Seth for sure, I think he'll show out just depending on the type of offense and stuff. And I don't know.
I think Josiah as well. Josiah's showed me a lot this past season. And there, he wasn't really consistent, but here and there, he showed me flashes.
I beat him 1-on-1, bro. Like last week.
Did you?
I did.
That's
crazy,
out of retirement. Like, that's out of retirement, John. Beat him 1-on-1.
I got to stop putting so much emphasis in 1-on-1, but. we used to take pride in that shit. Like, you're not about to be. Sure. That's like how we judged our summers, like if we're getting better or not. I should not be beating Josiah any spot, like not one. And I bested him in the spots. Like, he played six spots. he won like two.
Not gonna lie, John is the king of 1-on-1. John went through 2-3 summers where he was just unstoppable. And I was just I can't, like, he was hitting everything. He went through 2-3 summers like that. So
yeah, I am tough. I really am tough, but
See, you can't. This is why you can't give him a compliment.
You can't give him an inch. You can't give him a compliment.
Bro.
Violet. She sneak up
don't
on you.
I ever do that. No, I didn't hear it because I got the headphones in. Go upstairs.
That was funny.
I thought I heard something in here. That's not funny. That shit was scary.
That was like a scary movie situation. Oh,
she has on like a dress. Like, I was scared.
So, so speaking of that, with like everybody leaving and stuff, how do you think he should build? Coach DeVries, how you say his name? Yeah.
DeVries.
How do you think he should build his team? Do you think? I mean, he already has his son committed, who's, you know, one of the top, should I say, mid-major players or players in the country, whatever. And then he just signed Mr. Tennessee, Mr. Basketball. Yeah. Point guard out of Tennessee. I can't remember KJ. I know his initials is KJ, but. Yeah, so how y'all think he should build his team? You think he should go through the portal? You think he'll go through more high school recruiting?
I think he said
he was going to do a mix of high school and portal.
Yeah, I think he should do a mix. Because you got to build culture, and then you got to compete too. So I think he should do a mix. So I also think he should keep Deshaun on as an assistant.
Agreed.
That's just me. I have a biased opinion.
I'm with you on that. Do we know who all the assistants are? Is he keeping any of our assistants? Do we know that yet?
I think he sent you all the links to the bios.
Thanks, Dave.
I feel like. Go ahead, John.
I think he hired two assistants.
Are they just making up positions now at the school? Because I'm looking at people that's being hired. I'm like, I've never heard of this position before. Like,
so we have Chester Frazier, associate head coach. We've got Corey Barnett, assistant coach. Mm-hmm. We got Nick Norton, who is assistant coach, director of player development. Those are the ones that I have.
So what is that? That's
director
what
of player
not,
development.
Yeah, like what is his job qualification? Like, what is
that's
what
a
is
good question. That's a good
I don't
question.
Understand that.
Does
he is he just like a workout guy? Like, is he just there to work guys out, or is he officially part of the staff? I don't know.
I'm scanning through this real quick.
And I wonder if they're going to keep head coach Sean. Strength coach.
That's a good question too. Who's Nelson Hernandez? Sorry, I should have done this before we got on here.
That's good. But like you said,
I guess that makes sense. Like, you know, maybe like, I guess to me, player development is the basics, right? Like, I mean, I don't know. Maybe if that's
I don't know if it's like a personal trainer. Is it like what? Like, are you just there to work on the guy's skills? Are you actually a part of the coaching staff? Like, what is that?
I mean, he's still
title.
Listed as an assistant, so
okay.
What's the title?
Ash, I sent you all the stories of the new coaches.
What's the title about how to get the kids out of here?
Assistant.
He's assistant. Oh shit!
Something player personnel.
Yeah, assistant men's basketball coach, but he's also director of player development. So we're trying
What does that mean?
Understand what director of player development is. And. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, are we just making up positions at this point? Like, what are we doing?
I mean, it sounds like a position that's needed. Director of player development. Are they developing off the court stuff?
That's a good question. We don't know. We don't know what they're developing. I don't know.
So we know he started on the Drake staff as the assistant director of operations, and then he was elevated to director of operations prior to the 22-23 season. And then last season, he was promoted to assistant coach director of player development.
Is that Jay Kuntz's old position? What was his title?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
That's a good question.
I know he was in charge of like the NIL stuff. Yeah, but yeah,
yes, college. He was. Well, he was director of player personnel, not development. Director of player personnel and recruiting.
Okay, well,
so I guess it could be similar.
I don't know. I think you got 5 coaches on the staff too. Pretty sure.
Is there a such thing as too many coaches? Like, what's the limit on like? All right, you got too many coaches. You doing?
That's
too
a good
right
question.
Now?
It is getting kind of ridiculous. I don't know, but in the NBA they got like 10.
Kind of crazy.
They got a front bench, back bench.
But you're also, I think in the NBA, you're also dealing with more than just what it is, more than just the game, right? You're dealing with egos. You're dealing with
same thing
outside of them, money, et cetera. I guess,
same
well,
thing
now with the NIL.
Yep.
Yeah, touche.
Nelson Hernandez that was just announced, he's going to serve as the team GM.
Time out.
You got a GM?
We have a general manager, a head coach.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Football, we just making up stuff right now.
Football has a GM, and I think that that's something that has maybe worked for Neil Brown's team last year. But yeah, Nelson Hernandez.
Is the GM just like the director of basketball operations?
No, because that's Trent.
I'm confused.
Yeah, so what does the GM do?
There's a lot going on, bro.
Wait till
he is serving as the team GM, but we can look at what the team GM does for football.
I wonder if a lot of this is like directed towards like because of NIL. Like this has a direct.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has to have some kind of correlation with NIL.
So yeah. On the football, Drew Fabianich?
I don't know.
He's a general manager and director of scouting. In his role at WVU, Fabian Nitro will organize, scout, and oversee all aspects of the game analysis and game planning for the football program, work with the head coach administration, all aspects of roster management. He will assist in identifying and evaluating prospects with all areas of player personnel and recruiting. So I wonder if it'll follow the similar vein as that.
So kind of what Jay Kuntz did for our basketball team, because that's what he did. But they didn't call it that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're just switching titles now, pretty much.
That's what it seems like. It seems like they're just changing up titles.
That'll make it easier to get like promoted to the NBA. Like, yeah, I was GM for West Virginia University. So I can come work for the Celtics or the Cavs.
Has GM of Best Virginia helped you?
Yeah, it has actually.
There you go.
Any more brain busters?
It's the same thing, right?
Nelson Hernandez, who you said is now the new GM, what he did at Fresno State was he was director of basketball operations. So same thing as Jay Kuntz. I told you, it's the same thing. They're
okay,
just changing
just
the
giving
title.
It different names.
That's it.
Which makes things freaking confusing. But hey,
Jay wasn't director of basketball operations.
Well, he's director of what?
Basketball operations. I don't need Joe. Jay was, I don't know his title, but he was in charge of NIL. And
I know, but I read his title, and that was what his title was.
Director
Jay
of basketball
Kuntz
operations.
Was director of player personnel and recruiting, but it's the same. Okay. It's the same description.
Okay.
Yeah, but yes. He just said that the GM is going to do, or what the GM does for our football team. Excuse me, because we don't have a definition yet for basketball. But what he does for the football team is that he's in, you know, scouting, recruiting, all that stuff, plus player rosters. So it's the same thing, personnel and recruiting.
Got you.
Yeah.
At least it's.
Well, I mean, I guess it takes a village, especially when you come into a new situation like this. So. Guess you got to have all the support you can get, but I just feel like this is getting out of hand. You just got a lot of hands in the pot right now. You just got to, I don't know. Once you get settled in, this something got to be cut out. Like, it's a lot going on right now.
Get back to basics, goddammit.
Yeah, like, just that three assistant coaches and whatever else you had before.
And then 15 and guys then, back here dealing with exactly. recruiting and player development. There you go.
You can have one more general manager as long as Deshaun's there.
they were sharing offices, like there's not even enough offices for the assistants.
Could you imagine having a cubicle next to another?
It was just insane.
I mean, they do that in the NBA too, though. Like, if you're not like a top assistant, you got a cubicle, literally.
Really?
Like, I remember Joe was working out of a cubicle.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that makes sense, though, because I feel like it's a lot more that goes into working for an NBA team than it would be a college team. So that kind of makes sense to me.
I don't know.
That doesn't make sense to me because I feel like you need more space if that's the case, right? If you're dealing with more things. Yeah. I mean, unless you're out of the office more.
You would need more space, but also you have way more people working for you too. So it's like that space is going to be occupied regardless. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So. It's a machine. So we're going to walk in there this summer, KJ, and it's going to be a whole bunch of people. No, we don't. Doc is still there. Debbie.
Of course, Doc is a staple. Like, he ain't going nowhere. Doc stands this test of time.
This is like his fourth or fifth coaching change.
Wow.
Doc is like, yo, he's still going to be on there running on a treadmill 5 miles a day.
Good for him.
Like, ice it's and, crazy, bro.
Ice and stem.
Aspirin for everything.
ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen for everything.
Shout out to Doc. But it's
I wish I could not. Speaking of, my bad, not to cut you. I wish I could not care like Doc does not care. Like, Doc is very blunt and straightforward and does not care about nobody's feelings. I wish I could be like that. And
after a while, you just get like that. Like,
you just
get, I think it comes with age for sure.
Yeah, I think it does.
But so how you think it's gonna feel like walking in there, like not knowing anybody? And
like, it's gonna be weird because even when Josh was there and you know, all that stuff, like we still had some kind of connection to the program, right. You know what I mean? Like, even though, like, my face, like, or whatever, like, our faces are around the facility, it's still gonna be like, damn, like, this ain't what we know, or this ain't what we used to. Right. It ain't gonna be that same comfortability until, you know, you already met him, but until I meet him, it ain't gonna be that same feeling of home yet.
That's for now, like, all the pictures of Hugs old players.
You said that's for now? You think they're going to take the pictures down?
I don't think so. Not with, no.
If you're trying to
that would be OD, bro. That'd be like you erasing history. You erasing history then.
You're trying to build your own culture in there. Like, think about, like,
I get that, but how many of you guys are in the Hall of Fame already? You know what I mean?
That don't erase the history, though. Just because you build in something that you don't have to erase history.
I mean, just because your pitch is not up doesn't mean you're not in the history books.
No, for sure. But just because my picture is up doesn't mean you have to take it down just because you're a new coach.
But, like, if a recruit comes in, I want to be able to say, all right, this is my player. He went to the NBA. So if his son goes to the NBA, his son...
Well, just add him to the wall.
Add him to the wall.
But then after a while, if he gets a bunch of NBA guys, which I hope he does
too.
Well, then we'll pass that.
Put him on the wall. We'll get to that, we'll get to that point if we get to that point. But for right now,
we take
y'all are
out.
Still top dog.
Lead them shits up.
Let me text your picture down and put his son.
Puts his son in my place.
Oh God,
yo.
Just cut his head out, put it on your body.
The funny, hey, listen, oh, if his son go first round, I'm like, I see why you did that. Well, can't be too mad at that.
Nah, but I mean, I think we should just build the bridge. And so he can know everybody, you know what I mean? Like, and be able to explain like who everybody is, you know, when a recruit comes in and stuff like that. So we did write him a letter and I got a bunch of alumni to sign it. KJ, you're on it. Deuce, Javon, Herbie Brooks, Daryl Prue, Jared West, a bunch of guys signed it, just showing support for him. Hopefully we can give it to him this week. So,
yeah. Yeah, you definitely want to make him feel as comfortable as possible because, you know what I mean? We don't want to we're not a threat to him and we don't want him, you know what I mean? We don't want him to feel like we're a threat to him and vice versa. So I feel like the way we do that, you know, extend that olive branch and, I mean, work together, because at the end of the day, our goal is both the same. Like, we want to see WVU basketball get back to where it should be. So, like, our goal is still the same, no matter who the coach is.
Amen.
Yeah. Yep. So,
and West Virginia is also a unique place to be because, you know, unlike other places, states, et cetera, we put so much emphasis on Mountaineer sports in this state. And the fandom is for real. Both good and bad. And I think it'd be nice for him to have those allies to kind of, you know, walk him through it and, you know, tell him if he's reading negative comments or whatever, like, this is just how they are. You know what I mean? Like, to have that family support system, which I think that's one thing that West Virginia stands out to me in comparison to other schools.
Yeah.
Yeah, we put that in the letter, basically, like, there's no other pro teams here, so West Virginia sports is everything. Yep. Shout out to Dave Ryan, stupid producer Dave, helping me drop that letter up.
Was the letter your idea or Dave's idea?
It's my idea.
Okay.
I don't even know Dave. Man. You know what I mean? Like, we got to stick together, man.
Yes.
Supposed to be brothers. But nah, like we said earlier, like, it's just the brotherhood that we created over the years. Like, we just want to keep that going. And the coach is going to, you know, he says he wants us around, so he'll have our support, you know what I mean?
For sure.
Speaking of alumni, your boy Deuce, first playoffs.
Ooh.
The Knicks.
Beast.
Hey, man. That boy was looking real comfortable out there.
Was he? Oh, I didn't see it.
You know, like, I mean, Deuce is not a rookie, but this is first year getting real minutes like that in his first playoff game. You in the Garden, you would figure there'd be some kind of nerds, all type of stars there. You see Tracy Morgan, you see all these kind of, you know what I mean, comedians and famous actors. You figure it'd be some kind of nerd. Not for Deuce, bro. He came out from the gate.
Going crazy. The occasion, that's for sure.
Is he starting?
He came off the
bench. I'm not sure. He came off the bench, but he played starters minutes though. And he was in during the crucial points of the game. So you could tell that Thibodeau really has like faith in him, and trust in him. So that's big time.
He's a dog, bro. Who was taking his minutes before? They traded somebody, right? That was taking his minutes. Was it Maxey?
No, Maxey always. Been
Maxey, he's with Philly.
Yeah,
Somebody.
I think DiVincenzo, I think, is hurt.
Okay.
DiVincenzo is hurt, you know, which he was going to start and kind of take, huh?
Did they have J.J. Barrett?
R.J. Barrett. They traded him to the Raptors.
I think that's when Deuce started playing a lot.
Yeah, opened up a spot for Deuce. And then with Dante DiVincenzo being hurt, that's more even more minutes. And then, you know, Julius Randle is hurt too. So even, you know what I mean? So he's taking advantage of his opportunities, man. It was like, you know what I mean? It's like being like a big brother watching you, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And Deuce cool as hell, man. Like,
yeah, Deuce really good kid, really too.
He comes back every summer. Like, just trains and works out. You know, he never acts too big time. Not yet. We'll see.
Yeah.
He's in the Mecca.
Right?
But NBA playoffs, man.
I mean, you should – have you scrolled through X – to see what, I mean, like, everybody is talking. Like, it's so awesome. I think we mentioned this earlier before we started recording about Ben Stiller literally tweeting out Deuce McBride. Like, that's two words. Right. That's it.
Fire.
It's one of my favorite actors, yeah.
Ben Stiller?
Love it.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Ben Stiller movie?
Probably Meet the Fockers series. Like,
wrong. Dodgeball.
Dodgeball is a good one, but I would venture to throw out Zoolander too, because
he is a main character. Zoolander is funny.
Zoolander is hilarious too. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's hard to pick.
He's got some good ones.
Yeah, he got some good ones.
Dodgeball isn't.
Dodgeball. He's the main character.
He's the main villain.
He is. What are you talking about? Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Nobody.
Little scooter and he's like
that might be one of his best movies. Tropic Thunder. He's hilarious. Tropic Thunder, I
forgot. He was in Tropic Thunder? That's Robert Downey Jr. He wasn't in Tropic Thunder.
Yes, he was. He was one of the other guys in there. Yep.
Was he? Oh, okay. I only remember Robert Downey Jr.
In there was a bunch of people in that. There was a bunch of people in Tropic Thunder.
Funny movie. But yeah, I'm going to have to ask Deuce to introduce me to him.
Oh my God, for real. You know he's going to have the hookups with all the people, especially after that game he had. He's definitely going to have.
His stats, 21 points, 3 rebounds.
Supermodel girlfriend. He got the New York lifestyle right now, for real.
She's stunning.
He brings her back to West Virginia. I was like, what are you doing, bro?
she got him wearing Kanye's best out there. She got him all type of crazy shit.
I know, wearing all type of crazy shit right now.
For real?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's one of those like that walk in like
vest with no shirt on underneath, a leather vest. And she got him outside.
I'm pretty sure he had her in like Fat Daddies or something.
Did he? That's tough.
Like,
what,
she just looked that she like. That's what I say. He's so down to earth. Like,
yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Like,
I would never. She stood out like a sore thumb, bro.
Did she?
Yeah.
That's what's up though. That she would go back to a place like that, and you know what I mean. Yeah. Like my man here, so I'm gonna be here. You know what I mean. So that's tough.
Haven't seen her since.
You won't, and you won't.
Is it the Knicks your team though?
No, sure? I've literally never heard me say the Knicks because I'm from New York.
I thought it's you, Deshaun, or one of y'all.
I did like the Knicks back in the 90s with Sprewell and Sprewell, Allen Houston, that when they went to the finals. I fucked with the Knicks back then, but
nah, big man, what's his name? Why am I tripping?
Patrick Ewing.
Yeah, that's my guy.
Yeah.
I see you play like P. Ewing.
Fuck. And you look like Patrick Ewing Jr.
Who you got winning the playoffs, bro? Who you got?
I want to say Boston so bad, but
they got it. They got all the pieces, bro.
They do. I feel like, man.
Hold up. Don't even say okay, it. Even putting those vibes out.
No. I wasn't. You don't even know what I was going to say.
I know what she's gonna say.
What? Go ahead. What was I gonna say?
I'm not gonna say what she was gonna say.
Joe is in a tough spot, bro.
He is.
Cause sure. If they make the finals, it's like he don't get no credit for them making the finals because they made the finals before he even got there.
Mm.
So he has to win the championship or the season is considered a bust just because they were that great in the regular season that if they don't win, every team that has been that great, the way they played has won a championship. So if he doesn't, it's going to be seen as a disappointment. And it's not because it's like, he's still a great coach and winning a championship is not easy. Like just because you have the best team or you played the best during the regular season, that doesn't mean anything when it comes to playoff time.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
I'm not looking forward to everybody talking, but that's definitely true. Like, he's got a lot on his shoulders right now, bro. I don't even know. Like, I just told him, like, yo, I'll hit you up at the playoffs.
Like, yeah, because, you know, he'll be going through it.
Yeah. It's good luck.
Talk about stress. Yeah. Jesus.
But now I was just up there, like, a month ago, and it was dope. Like, I really appreciate Joe for, like, have me on the inside, like showing me the type of stuff. But I went through like his pregame routine. Like it was like a spiritual like journey, bro. Like, he does this before every home game. So he like walks through the locker room and says like he's taking in everything, like appreciating everything, being in that position. So he walked through the locker room, like looks at all the players' locker room, thinks about all the players that used to be there, like Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, Kendrick Perkins, you know, Larry Bird, all of them, you know what I mean? Like, and he like circles around the court, just walking around the court for like 20 minutes.
Kind of like manifesting intention. You know what I mean?
And you want to know what's really crazy?
There's some people that can do that.
He does. He's on a different level, but he messed me up because we was walking around the court together and he was like, you see that? He's like dead ass. Like, you see that banner up there? They just hung it up. There's like championship banner. You see that banner after that? I'm looking for the banner. I'm like, I don't see no fucking banner, bro.
It's in his mind. Then like, he's intending it. That's it.
And then the next day, like, I didn't get it till like 2 days later. Like, what the fuck was Joe talking about? Like, I ain't see no banner. He was like, so he was thinking, he was manifesting that banner.
That's it.
It's just crazy. But
that's big time, man.
There's a whole, there's a whole thing behind that. I mean, there's things that we can do that I don't think even we understand, right? Yeah, and I think if you believe it enough, if you focus your intentions and all of that onto something that you're trying to reach as a goal, some people, if they can do it, man, you just got to, it takes a lot of practice and it takes a lot of intention, but 100%, that's how you can reach goals for sure.
Yeah. Right. So I appreciate it. Shout out to Joe. No, I was just going to say shout out to Joe. You know what I mean? Like, I definitely learn a lot from him as far as like using that in my everyday life, like manifesting shit. Yeah.
I think I sometimes get kind of stuck because I believe in manifestation too, but then I also believe in, like, as much as you want to manifest something, if it's for you, it's going to be for you regardless.
100%.
You know what I mean? So I kind of get stuck between that, like, you know, I feel like it's really good to manifest things, but if it doesn't work out, it's like sometimes it's not for you.
Right.
For whatever reason it may be, like, sometimes it's not for you. So I kind of get stuck between the two. But yeah, I feel like that's a great practice to go through. Just like appreciating, just like gratitude. You know what I mean? Like, because who would have thought that Joe would be
often. Yeah.
Who would have thought that Joe would be in that position? You know what I mean? Like, coming from like the humble beginnings of where he started at.
Right. Think about that. Think about where Joe started and where he is now. For real.
It's crazy.
It's insane.
It's wild. Just to be in that position. Championship, win a championship, win a Eastern Conference Finals, whatever. Like, you still among the top percent of people, like, living their dreams.
Yeah.
Regardless of what else happens next.
So awesome.
So,
with that being said, Denver in six. let me say.
That's going to be their matchup. No. I think that's going to be the finals matchup. Because we should run through the East, right? Like, who do we have to worry about in the East? Giannis isn't playing.
So, right? Y'all got Miami. If Butler was playing, that'd be a big problem.
Butler's not playing.
Y'all gonna run through Miami, in my opinion. It's not gonna be a close sweep if there's is something like that. But I feel like all the games are gonna be close.
Gotta get the first one.
Yeah, I feel like y'all gonna win all the games. Milwaukee. Maybe. I think it's y'all's for the I think it's the Celtics for the losing, like.
Yeah.
Only way I can't see them going to the finals if they, like, literally just collapse. Like, that's just me being real.
And they don't hang any conference championship banners in there.
Yeah, I doubt they do that.
That's crazy. Really a winning culture in there.
Right. So, who you got, John? I mean, or it's already obvious who you got.
I got Boston for sure.
And are you picking heart over head, or you really believe
manifesting intention?
Yeah. Right.
It may be a little bit of both, but they do have, I think they have the best team too. Like, they got all the pieces.
I believe that too. You know what I mean? I do think they got the best team.
It's a little bit of both though. Like, I'm riding with my dog.
Right.
It's the Ash. Code.
Of course, because you got to back Joe, right? You got. I'm also manifesting intention today.
I want it to happen. I want to see that because I see a lot of people on morning talk shows talking about Joe and being like, oh, if they don't do this or that, he got to give. How is he going to get fired?
Damn.
Like, what? They're literally like averaging, blowing teams out by over 12 points a game. Like, how?
I don't know if I could deal with that, like, mentally, bro. I had to deal with that, like, playing overseas. You know how it is. Like, you have a bad game, two bad games. They're talking about getting rid of you. I don't know how, but this is a whole different. This is like that on steroids. Like,
oh, crazy.
I don't know how Joe does that shit.
But doesn't Joe stay away from social media? So I feel like if you stay away from that, you don't really.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you hear everything from people around you, but as long as you stay away from it, I feel like you can kind of keep your sanity.
You think you would be able to?
I could.
Me?
You can stay away from it.
If I was in that, I mean, well, you know, I do my 90-day whatever. So, yeah, I think I could.
I don't look at social media now.
Your 90 day cleanse isn't like you're not on like ESPN every day. You know what I mean? Like,
I do. Be
you're not
ESPN.
Tempted. To
That'd be the
check,
tough part,
like,
right?
That'd be, you're not yeah. tempted to check like to type in your name on X and be like, what are they talking about? What are they saying? I wonder what they're saying.
Oh no, that's asking for trouble. Yeah, that is no, so asking for trouble.
I think yeah. I would do that. I'm a troll though. So.
You are. And you're looking for those net you because you want to come back at somebody with something.
But that's but think about this though, because most of the people that you're like you're arguing with, they don't have a major platform to talk about you on. So right. imagine you on morning shows that air every morning and they're talking about you every morning. Like that's yeah. I think you'll be more likely to stay away from that.
I have a question. So bots now, big part, right? Especially on X. And you see it all the time. It looks for certain keywords and then the bot comes in and does its whole thing. Mm. I'm sure there's a market out there, almost like psychological warfare type of thing, where like if you're a competitor that you can actually send out AI bots to say whatever the fuck you want to say. In sports. I wonder if that happens. You know what I mean? Where if somebody mentions your name, they send out like some AI bot saying this person's trash. This is that. This is that. I bet you money there's a market for that out there. And I bet you it happens.
Speaking of like psychological warfare, there's a lot of psychological warfare going on right now. Like, first of all, Kendrick Lamar and Drake.
Okay.
Psychological warfare. I don't know if you have you heard about this, KJ?
What part? I know Drake's two disses.
You seen his latest diss?
Yes, with Tupac. He like AI Tupac in his voice.
Yeah. Like think about the psychological warfare that like you're from like Kendrick's from the West Coast. So he looks up to Tupac, you know what I mean? He looks up to Snoop Dogg. And he put them on his diss tracks. That's crazy.
I don't know how much did
he get permission to do that?
Yeah, I wondered. Okay. I wonder if he got permission to do that. And can he get sued for that? He literally used their voice.
Yes,
their actual
can.
Voice to do that.
You can get sued for that.
It's all warfare. I don't know. I really don't know. Is he selling it? I don't know if he's selling it.
I'll tell you why. So I have a program that I use AI voices for and do a lot of voiceover stuff, shit like that. You can add a voice to it. It's scary fucking accurate, by the way. You can add a voice to it, but it even says, like, you have to have permission to use this voice. Otherwise, you're talking copyright infringement. So.
I don't think Drake cares about copyright infringement. Right
well, now. He may have gotten permission from the estate to use the voice. Maybe. I mean, that's a possibility.
It's the art of war right now. He's Sun.
And then. So that's one psychological warfare. And then did you see the fight yesterday? Devin Haney?
No, everybody's been talking about it. I'm not big into boxing like that, so I don't really.
I'm not really either, but this is just fun. Because Ryan Garcia was like playing crazy like this whole, before the fight. Like he's like tweeting out conspiracy theories, like his pre-fight like press conference or interview. He's like, he looks high, like he's like singing songs, like he's not taking it serious at all. Yeah. And he comes out like and knocks him out, like knocks him down like three times, like his first time being knocked down three times.
Right.
His first time losing. Like Haney was 31-0. Mm-hmm. His first time losing a fight, knocked him down three times. First time getting knocked down. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I wonder if that helped him win that fight. Just like
probably
because
he played crazy and he's like, oh my God, this guy's out of it. I'm going to be fine. And then he comes out like, guess what? Psych.
guess what? I'm not crazy.
Exactly.
That's what I was thinking.
It's a mental,
as much as sports is a physical game, it's
mental for sure.
And when people used to say that, I'm like, bro, people just like, this is old cliches. It's way more mental than it is physical. But it like sometimes that really does apply. Like what you think about going into a game and like certain strategies, you win certain games and certain matches before you even step in that field.
That's
like, you
legit.
Know what I mean? Like it's really crazy how that works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. So a lot of fun things happening right now, man. It's been crazy.
Hey, good looking. Thanks for listening to the show. Help us spread the word and tell your family and friends about us. We're available on all major podcast apps and on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Final Forecast.
Good to have Ash back.
Thank you. So
thank
see you.
You
soon. Haven't seen you since you. Haven't seen you since your dog shit in our gyms.
She made sure she didn't come back after that.
Listen, but, that was an accident.
But yeah, holla.
Peace.